You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
A University of Arizona professor four times. The 46-year-old apparently had run-ins with campus police before, right, John?
That's correct, Nancy. Flyers with Dervish's photo hung in the Harshberger building to warn students and staff to call 911 if the 46-year-old was spotted in the building. While a student, Dervish apparently made multiple threats against staff members, resulting in his expulsion from the university. When cops tracked Dervish down, he told them he always felt disrespected by the victim's department.
Well, now Dervish charged with ag assault and first-degree murder. A traffic stop in Utah led to much more than a ticket. For Rigoberto Garibay and Karen Alvarez, a canine alerts cops to drugs in their car. What happened, John?
Well, officers proceeded to search the vehicle and came up with about 60,000 fentanyl pills, weighing over 15 pounds. The pills had an estimated street value of $2 million and are extremely deadly.
That is a lot of fentanyl. Both Garibay and Alvarez face drug distribution charges. This woman thanks her new neighbors welcoming her to the community, but it's all an act to lure her in. William Meacham offers hospitality to a new neighbor, then violently rapes her.
The victim takes a walk in her new neighborhood, Hurricane, Utah, when Meacham approaches her. The 43-year-old offers his condolences for the recent death of her family member and invites her inside for a drink, then begins advancing on her despite her pleas for him to stop.
The woman was actually able to leave his home after the attack. A rape kit confirms Meacham, the rapist, and he is now charged. Enjoy a nice long jail stay, Meacham. I'm sure they'll give you a welcome basket. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the very latest crime and justice news, CrimeOnline.com's John Limley.
Dallas police have identified a suspect in a shooting inside a hospital during which two employees were killed and the alleged gunman was wounded. Police say they detained 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez after a Methodist Health System police officer shot and wounded him at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. Hernandez was taken to another local hospital for treatment. The names of the victims and their positions at the hospital were not immediately released. Hernandez faces capital murder charges. At the time of the shooting, he was on parole for aggravated robbery and was wearing an active ankle monitor.
DeWitt Geis holds a woman captive in a Texas hotel room. Cops tipped off and surround the room, rescuing the woman and arresting Geis in just one move.
The 27-year-old has a history of domestic violence incidents and was on bail for his most recent offense. Cops were tipped off to a severely injured woman being held captive in a hotel room and found Geis by tracking his monitor.
The victim taken to the hospital for wounds. This time, we hope Geis will stay behind bars.
An American woman who fled the UK claiming diplomatic immunity after she was involved in a fatal traffic accident has pleaded guilty to causing death by careless driving. 45-year-old Anne Sekulis was charged after an August 2019 accident in which 19-year-old Harry Dunn was killed when his motorcycle collided with a car outside an airbase in eastern England used by U.S. forces. Prosecutors said Sekulis was driving on the wrong side of the road at the time. Sekulis and her husband, who had been a U.S. intelligence officer at the airbase, returned to America days after the accident. The U.S. government invoked diplomatic immunity on her behalf, prompting an outcry from Britain. Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein is standing trial for a second time on charges he sexually assaulted five women. Actresses and models will testify Weinstein sexually assaulted them, reportedly including Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the wife of California's governor. Other marquee witnesses, actors Mel Gibson and Daphne Zuniga. Attorney Gloria Allred, who represents three of the women, will also testify.
They have waited a very long time for this day. It's time for them to be heard.
Weinstein's barely begun a 23-year prison sentence on sexual charges in New York State. A jury has sided with Kevin Spacey in one of the lawsuits that derailed the film star's career, finding he did not sexually abuse then-14-year-old Anthony Rapp. The alleged incident was said to have happened while both were relatively unknown actors on Broadway in 1986. Here's our friends at Crime Online.
It took an 11-person jury a little more than an hour to find in Kevin Spacey's favor in the civil lawsuit. Now Spacey moves forward to defend himself against charges of sexual assault made by three individuals in Great Britain. The accusers say the abuse took place between March 2005 and August 2008. An attorney for Spacey says the actor strenuously denies the allegations.
Rochelle Walker digs her nails into a man's arm and starts speaking incantations to bring out his, quote, other personality. Walker then kicks the guy multiple times and tries to stab him. Cops arrest 35-year-old Rachel Walker and charge her with ag assault and false imprisonment. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.